This show is for entertainment purposes only. Do your own research. We do not have a fact-checking department. Any claims made by any person appearing on the Intel Scanner Radio Show are the view of the individual. The Intel Scanner Radio Show does not endorse nor pander to anybody. We are completely First Amendment approved, and the NSA does not thank you for listening.
Here we go. We've taken over the airwaves.
For a very special Saturday.
Normally, this is demanding progress.
The Josh Lining Show. But it is not.
We're sorry, Josh. We didn't mean to hurt you.
Josh is being held in an undisclosed location. Even we are not even quite sure. It's several places he could be. We're not quite sure exactly where he's at these days. But here we go. Demanding progress. Saturday night. Special radio breakthrough.
It's a special Christmas in July.
We,
party here at Demanding Progress. We're sorry, Josh.
Shut up.
Hey,
fucking up the radio show.
Quiet. Thank you for coming down. We missed you dearly.
Thank you to anybody that's listening.
If you're out there, we hope you're having a good day. It's hot out. Drink some water with your whiskey.
Yes. GoMTRadio.net. We're going live here. This is what, the 26th? July 26th?
At least the 20th.
I'm not sure. It's Saturday. I don't know what yesterday was. It's around the 26th or something. So that's fun.
Yes, it is fun. We have finally decided to disclose our names here on Demand
yes.
Progress. Well, I'd like to introduce.
I'm kind of scared.
I'd love to introduce. Wait for it.
I am Chad Bradmeister.
And I am Johnny Zaccarino.
Zaccarino.
And we're damn glad to be here.
And we are damn glad. This is the first time we've had a show on a Saturday. Usually we're all in here at the Intel Scanner Tuesday nights, 8:30 p.m. MTRadio.net. Please check us out. You love it. We love it. Please support. MTRadio.net. We better do a round of a big thumbs up to our sponsors here. I'd like to give a big shout out to the Glass Spot down our 406 Glass, formerly
now
the Glass
known
Spot.
As 406 Glass.
Now known as 406. The artist formerly known as the Glass Spot. Now 406 Glass. Check out the huge display, Puppet Master Publishing. Jared has very, very gracefully allowed us to take over the corner of his shop, and we love it. Looks great. The display looks great. Thank you, Jared, very much.
Yes, thank you.
Please support.
That's a class act. That place is classy. They also have Josh Carter in their tattooing. Great White Tattoo. He's a sick artist, does great work. There's a lot of good art in this town. A lot of really talented people.
I agree.
And I feel blessed and honored to have made all of your acquaintance.
Yes. If anybody out there is listening, feel free to call in 545-4496.
I just tuned you in the other room. Sounds pretty good, guys.
How good? How good on a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh.
All right. Well, here we are. We're rolling strong here.
We are on the positive.
Is this Demanding Progress or Intel Scanner or something?
No, actually, the disclaimer and siren and everything, it all came through.
Right on.
Perfect.
So I guess it's Intel Scanner
the
then.
The player went away. I don't know where that was supposed to go. That all that came out of. So we're beta testing new system.
Beta testing new player.
So we're just working out some bugs here on this fine, fine Saturday evening.
Yeah, it's not too hot today, so that's nice.
And it's so good to be here. I got a fucking boner raging a mile long right now, throbbing against my zipper.
Fuck yeah, there's all sorts of fucking hot pussy out running around today. This whole summer, really. It's been kind of frightening.
Okay.
So who were the visitors out there that were right. that came? Sean, who were the visitors?
That's Anthony putting on Summerfest, so I'm going to have a quick chat about
excellent.
What's going on there.
Summerfest going on.
Summerfest.
Details are being worked out as we speak.
The deets are getting worked.
The deets. Gonna work so, them deets out.
We're fucking like Gene Simmons. Fucking who's the guy in the short shorts and the fro that fucking working it out?
Richard
Simmons, not Gene Simmons, something Simmons.
Fucking close, really. You were close.
I had the last name right.
Gene.
Both Jews.
Oh,
both Jews.
Jews. They both look
and both annoying.
Very Jewish. Both.
Yes,
of them.
They both do look very Jewish.
The Jewish fro. What is with the Jewish fro?
Yeah, what is like, with the Jew fro? Well, it seems like anybody that can grow a fro does it. The Jews, the black, you know, I don't know who else can grow.
I would.
Some people from India, I guess, can grow fros. I would if I could do it.
Yeah, totally, totally.
I would have a fro so big I would need like a neck support to fucking.
I'd keep combs in it and like.
Oh, all sorts of shit.
Bacon and stuff
there
to
was,
eat later.
There was a true story. We're going to have to look this up and get the names and everything. There was a Jew lawyer in the 70s in California. Hit a gun in his fucking hair and went to talk to a guy in prison. Gave a guy, snuck the gun in his fro and gave it to the inmate. And the guy killed a bunch of people, broke out and fucking. Yeah, he had to go in exile. He left the country and shit after that.
That is one useful fro, gotta say.
That is a useful fro, I mean. But yeah. Yeah, you gotta have all sorts of shit fucking sticking out of there.
Oh no, I'd hide like hand grenades in there.
Cell phone, you know. Have like your cell phone. That'd be funny. Yeah. I would. I'd have my fro so big.
My charger and shit. My cell phone charger on the other side. Bacon sandwich.
It'd be like having a Bloody Mary down at the rail yard. Just right. Fucking beef jerky. You have like a Slim Jim sticking out of it.
Yeah.
And your cell phone and a chapstick
sandwich.
Dude, having a fro would be like a cool way to get away with like having a like not wearing a fanny pack.
Because
you could carry like a man could carry everything right on his fro.
I would love to be able to carry a man purse, but my friends would ridicule me.
But it's not Western Europe, so we can't fucking.
They're so much more advanced over there, I swear.
Oh, boy. It was when I used to work at the ski resort, people would wear these like fluorescent one-piece outfits and shit. And everybody would be like, European, you just know. Because no American wears one-piece fucking fluorescent pink and yellow ski outfits. No. Like, no.
But where do you get those even? I don't think you can get those in the States. That's probably why.
If there's Switzerland
had a one-piece onesie store here in the States, someone would buy them.
I don't know. People look pretty goofy in that shit. You look like a clown or something. They're like insulated clown suits. They're like,
like a clown? They're like I
they're,
amuse
they're,
you?
They're, yeah. Like
I'm funny. How funny
like
how?
Big and poofy.
Like
shit's
I'm funny. Funny? Funny how? Like, funny like I'm clown? Like I'm here to amuse you? What the fuck? They was asking me questions, you know, down and got pinched, you know, and so I was like, you know, here's what I got to say. Go fuck your mother. Bang, ping, pow, aye. Damn, so I'm coming too, right? I look at the same ugly fucking guy just hit me up, you know. It's like, I thought I told you to go fuck your mother, huh?
Hey, oh,
what are you still doing here?
Right the fuck on. So we've conquered froze. Froze are the new fanny pack. Could be. It's a poss. We need a black friend. We need a token black friend. Has a big afro.
And plays bass. And he can carry our stuff in his afro.
I can get 300 ounces of cocaine. So we're looking. Yes. We're shopping for a friend, token black guy friend. A
token black.
So
friend.
You have to have big afro.
Uh huh.
And we already discussed.
You
we
have to play bass.
Play bass, and we don't even need to repeat the other one.
The other
you
one
all heard it the first
one.
Time,
right? And, so you know, price negotiable on that.
Price negotiable
has
on
to
that.
Be good. Has yeah. to be good.
I mean, if you can even get it in paste and kind we can just bake it.
Kind of a connoisseur when it comes to the...
Yeah.
Well, Wayne. We'll whatever rhymes with slow rain.
Slow rain. I'm only happy when it rains. Slow rain. Good one. It rhymes with...
No pain.
Mo pain. Rhymes with... Schmoshmane. This is what our show
it's
is
like
fucking.
This chick, man. She comes to me like, I'm pregnant. And I'm like, well, you're going to have to get this one thing. I think it rhymes with schmoshmane. Going to have to get that thing that rhymes with schmoshmane.
Have you ever heard of like when a mission goes bad? Like, what's the word they use for that? It's a mission. Oh, the word's on the tip of my tongue.
Snafu.
It starts with an A. It's a... When the mission goes bad and it ends.
Oh, abort.
It's abort.
Abort.
Abort mission. This
the
is
mission
gone.
Was never this for was, that girl to come to me talking about I'm pregnant either.
This is like Apollo 13. It's just, we need to abort.
And I'm like, again, this is like the third one I paid for you, girl.
In like you, 2 months.
You need
bitch.
To fucking, you need to, right? Plus, I'd be buying all these morning after pills and shit, man. She said they're $150 a piece. So I keep giving her money like every morning for an hour.
Well, doesn't the government
pill.
Pay for those now? The Obamacare, aren't they buying the fucking
yeah, I know. They
prophylactics
should, I mean,
and bullshit?
They should, aren't they paying for everything? Why don't they buy my bacon?
I
they
know.
Would just buy bacon for me for every day so I could eat bacon, I'd be happy. I wonder if there's a grant I can apply for.
And birth control pills. Bacon and birth control pills.
Bacon and birth control pills. You could wrap the birth control pills
in bacon.
And then the girl wouldn't
and
forget to eat
them. And then maybe fucking.
And
then. She wouldn't
forget to
and
eat
then,
the damn things. Problem is she ate her whole month's supply
up
in one day.
Bitch, I ain't never gonna get pregnant. She fucked up her fucking
she
inside.
She ate the whole case of birth control pills all in one day and shit. She's all whacked out. Now she climbed the fence and she ran through the neighbor's yard. Now I don't know where she at. But and that's my first baby mama.
Yeah, that's a birth control wrapped in bacon. I think we got something there.
We just keep them coming.
I think somebody write that down.
Oh, hey, how you doing? Birth control, what happened? Somebody just slapped me in the face with that.
All this talk about fucking abortion, fucking God's all angry.
Shmishmortion.
Because God loves all of the children the same.
Every sperm is sacred. Every egg, a treasure.
Yeah, like in Rambo 4, like the newer one, where the ladies... Talking to him, trying to get him to go save the people that got taken hostage. She's like, all lives are precious. And he's all, some lives yes, some lives no. It's a great line. It's
like, you know, Paulie, I think that was a really good line for the movie, you know. And I'm just waiting on to see if, you know, getting to get some feedback. We've been training really hard.
Paula Creek came by and... Yeah, you hit me in my head a bunch of times, so, like, been seeing four or five people at a time, you know, like, eh.
God.
Yeah.
So fucking awesome.
Boy, it's just going to be fucking...
Shmishmorphin.
We'll have to get... Your name, Demotion. A bot. There is too many people. We can stay on abortion.
I'm tired of them.
I'm about to fucking abort this breakfast. It's screaming. Might have to do that live on the air.
What else is good? What else is good in the world today?
Next Tuesday's Real Intel Scanner show.
The Real Intel Scanner.
Nikola Tesla. And we're going to have a Luigi seance.
And friends from Luigi.
Yes. Call-ins, if anybody would like to... have anybody, we'd love to attempt to reach anybody.
Call your mom.
Yeah. Yeah, we would love to.
If she's passed on to the other side.
We would love to try to reach her. So that'd be fun. Or if you had a pet, we'll try to reach a pet. You had a favorite dog when you were a kid or whatever.
Right.
Fucking, doesn't the spirit world just have all the fucking...
We're tapping into the spirit world.
Tapping in.
Tuesday night, this coming Tuesday.
It's like a beer tap. You just open it up and it just flows out.
Open
it
up and it flows into your cup. Just like, it's like a sperm donation.
Like a sperm donation. Oh, see, now that's an abortion. Don't come in the pussy. You got to come in the mouth. That's the problem. See, then you don't have to fucking do abortions.
Push.
Oh, see, we're solving world fucking... Send that to India and China. Come in mouth, not in pussy. Do it in their fucking language and make bumper stickers for over there. These fucking pigs living in anthills. Oh.
Don't come in pussy. Don't. Come in
stop
butthole.
Come in pussy. Come in butthole, butthole. Come in mouth.
Cure a population problem.
Oh.
Because otherwise it's schmishmortion.
Fucking... Do they even know how to fucking... Do they even have abortions in India where they have like 7 billion people?
They have abortion trucks that come to your house.
Really? It doesn't seem like they do because they have 2 billion people there. Well, it doesn't seem like... What, are they running out of fuel?
It's hard to stop the deal? People from just having babies willy-nilly.
Fuck.
Because girls be getting pregnant left and fucking right. Believe me. Take it from me.
Well...
You know, Johnny Zaccarino.
Johnny Zaccarino. Coming in a pussy near you.
Coming in. We'll be speaking with, once we're inside of you. You can never get us out.
Out. It burns.
Let's play some music for everyone.
Oh, play me a song. She's like the wind.
Oh, yeah. So, coming. We're going to play...
Oh, yeah. Well, that sounds fun.
Should be playing soon.
We're working on it. This is just a beta test.
Time. get fucking tired.
What? Ooh, how? This is cool stuff. Living in a free country.
Is this us?
Should be back on.
Here we are.
We are back on.
Intel Scanner, special Saturday night break in at Demanding Progress. Josh Schleining's duct taped at a undisclosed location. Couldn't make it in tonight. We thought we'd come in and jump on the airwaves for a little bit, let everybody know. We might let him out for next week. We'll see. It's on a day-to-day basis. So,
that's how it do in the Big B Town, Magic City, in the Treasure State.
In the Mag Sit.
Mag Sit. Sounds like Vagisil. Nice check on Vagisil.
Vagisil, what is that? Is that for yeast infections?
It's for, she's baking a loaf over here.
Baking a loaf. yes. Well, if anybody would like to call in, I would really like to hear from you. 406-545-4496.
Because I knew this girl had a yeast infection so bad, you eat her pussy, you get drunk. It was like beer. It was like beer.
It was like rubbing alcohol drunk, though. It wasn't good drunk.
Blurry, you can't see real good.
Michael blind drunk.
I think I was half drunk when I got to that one already.
And then fucking just vomiting all over her pussy and just keep eating.
I miss her. Because
the smell
of
your vomit helped it smell better, actually.
It was way better.
Yes.
And I looked at her big brown eyes and I said, Mom, I miss you. Mom, I love you.
There is vomit all over your pussy, Mommy. It is gross.
Wow.
Yes.
Johnny Zaccarino here with Chad Bradmeyer. Brad Chadmeister. Chaddington.
Chaddington.
Bradlino.
Bradlino.
That's too much.
Johnny's fucking... That's
Johnny Zaccarino.
Anybody who goes by Johnny is a fucking...
Here on the Intel Scanner with... You're listening to Johnny Zaccarino here on the Intel Scanner. We're substituting for Demanding Progress tonight, which is really... The views expressed here tonight do not reflect the management of Demanding Progress. Yeah, shut up over
shut
there.
Shut up, Josh.
Josh, come on. We will let you out of your duct tape sometime.
At some point.
Because they mostly come at night. Mostly. And I'm willing to come anytime, anywhere I will come. That's just how I am.
That was a good Poltergeist reference. Mostly. Wasn't that Poltergeist?
I think it was one of the Aliens movies.
Oh, it was Newt. You're right.
And the kid's under the thing, and she's mostly. Like, they mostly come at night.
Mostly.
You're
right. I was thinking it was Carol Ann. No.
No.
Other 80s fucking...
I miss Carol Ann. She was really...
Yeah, for a freak show.
You know that girl turned into Drew Barrymore when she grew up? That was weird.
Did she die? What? Did she? Was it?
Yeah.
No, she died.
Oh, no. Yeah, she did die. I thought maybe she just turned into Drew Barrymore and then went on to have a great career.
Maybe they spliced her and turned her into a couple different people.
Her genetics were valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Carol Ann. Why do you think they wanted her in the spirit world so bad?
She could fucking... Maybe she could talk to dead people too well.
Too well. It's not everybody that just gets sucked into the TV like that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's not everybody's like on a straight fucking straight doorway to fucking... Nah, that's a good movie, Poltergeist. That was back when Steven Spielberg was making good movies. Boy, that was a long time ago. He just puts out nothing but crap now.
It was a long time ago when he made a good movie. What, the new Indiana Jones movie? They raped. That was just...
There should have been a rape scene. That would have made that whole movie somewhat fucking watchable. It's pretty bad. I don't know. They could have done something cooler.
Oh, we just found out about your illegitimate son with the girl that you left so long ago that she's hidden from you all these years. And
they didn't even bring in a cool actor.
Shia LaBeouf or whatever. And then he swung through the trees with monkeys like Tarzan. Did you see that part? Unfucking believable. Why would you put something so ridiculously stupid and impossible in the Indiana Jones legacy? Ruining, I don't know.
I miss Short Round. Bad.
I missed Short Round.
Yes. Yes. What was his name in Goonies?
I don't know, but he had the coolest fucking teeth that come out of his thing on the deal.
Yeah. Fucking.
I mean, for Goonies, yeah, you can swing through the fucking trees like Tarzan, but not for Indiana Jones.
Not for Indiana Jones. Come on. You know, there was some other lower budget. It was called Alan Quartermain. Did you ever see those movies?
I have.
Those were just as cool as Indiana Jones.
Some of them. So there was a bunch of books. There were books first. I actually read some of those. Alan Quartermain.
Those were just as cool as the Indiana Jones movies. I don't know. Tom Selleck would have made a pretty good Indiana Jones.
I don't know. He would have shaved his mustache, maybe.
Make it even bigger.
Give him a Salvador Dali mustache.
Yes. And then make it even bigger.
And then it could just swing through. Then it could be prehensile mustache that grabs things by its own and stuff. He can lash his mustache out and grab like sandwiches out of your hand and shit with it.
Was he born with a mustache? Probably. Think Tom Selleck was born with a mustache?
Probably. You think it's hard to come out of a womb with this mustache?
I don't know. Probably all tickling his mom's twat. His mom's all fucking. His mom's all coming and shit all. While he's coming out of the fucking. Out of her badge.
That's awesome.
The mustache
all Tom Selleck in. Mustache, right?
Tom Selleck, when he was born, made his mom come with that disturbing mustache that he wears. Wow. We are solving fucking issues here, boy.
Breaking riddles wide open.
Yes, breaking them fucking wide open, just like fucking Tom Selleck's mom did when she gave birth to him.
She broke wide open.
That was a happy day. That was a good day for planet Earth.
You know,
I think mustaches were never the same.
I think he's a little older than me, and I still might be his dad. That's the crazy thing.
That's a weird anomaly.
I may have gotten his mother pregnant.
And I am frighteningly... It is a possibility.
Well, I mean, as Johnny Zaccarino gets bitches pregnant by looking too deeply in their eyes.
Dude, going back in time. Like, fuck.
Uh-huh. Oh, time is of no essence when it comes to Johnny Zaccarino.
You're like... Dude, Johnny Zaccarino has gone back in time and knocked up all sorts of fucking disturbing women and given birth to all sorts of disturbing children.
You may be getting calls from me from the next 5 years from this day.
Yes. You never know. Johnny Zaccarino has been known to, what do they call that when God fucking stuck his finger in Mary and
gave her immaculately conceived.
Yeah, immaculately conceived.
Yeah. Any girl that's pregnant right now is probably pregnant with my child.
Yes. Yes.
Because that is what the future holds for this
country. That is.
Johnny Zaccarino spreading his seed.
Every one of your women has cheated on you. It's not your baby.
It's not your fault that she's cheating on you.
Yeah, it's not. It's not.
I mean, she can't. They can't help themselves. There's no one else they'd rather have sex with than Johnny Zaccarino.
Than a sexual Tyrannosaurus.
Right. Tyrannosaurus. They got such short little arms, though.
Fucking. How would it jack off? How would a Tyrannosaurus jack off? It's probably why they were so angry and pissed off. They were just like, oh my God.
We got like 45 seconds.
45, that's what she said.
Mm-hmm. That's all it takes, I told her. Right.
That's what he said.
And I looked at her deep in her eyes, and she was immediately impregnated.
Lessons from mom.
So we spread in the seed, and we fill in the need. That's how we do it. The need for seed. We don't even have to breed.
And we don't even have to breed.
So we're going to play...
Because we're not filled with greed.
We're going to play some music from... Sounds like the Cosmic Roots to fade out here.
Intel Scanner. Oh, suck it! Tuesday nights. 8:30. Do it. So are we still in the air?
Yeah.
All right. So here we are going overtime on the half hour... Saturday super special Intel Scanner.
I don't know why it's not going on.
Well, if Sean's listening or if anybody's hearing us back here, tech support, help. Help. Ship is sinking. Ship is sinking.
Hey, no, it's going off now. We got
I'm going down with the ship, though. Oh, I'm staying here until it goes down.
No, there's like 45 seconds still to go, it seems.
45 seconds still to go.
And for some reason, this is not playing. Try this one.
So I read on Drudge that they said this was Hollywood's like worst summer in 20 years or something. It's Hollywood fucking...
Because they make shit movies?
Yeah, and yeah. Or, you know, I mean, yeah, they make a lot of crap. They make a lot of good... There's a lot of good movies coming out, though, too. I've seen a couple good ones lately. Kevin Costner's trying to make, like, a little comeback. I just don't buy him as a fucking badass, all fucking 50 years old, beating up people and fucking... Probably older than that, probably like in his 60s. Beating people up and rolling around, killing everybody. You know, I saw that action or that spy movie that he was just in. It was kind of cheese ball.
Wow, well, this player don't want to play. Looks like, oh yeah, it went back down. We are off air now.
We are off the air.
And so, yeah.
Ah!